Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
With so many great places to fish in Humboldt County, wouldn't it be great to have a brand new fishing boat? Well, here's your chance, because we'll be drawing one lucky winner in the May Day Boat Giveaway at Bear River Casino. Just earn entries by playing your favorite slots, table games, and select poker hands through May 20th. Then, get ready to win a fishing boat. See the Players Club booth for details. Bear River Casino's May Day Boat Giveaway, Tuesday, May 20th at Bear River Casino Hotel. We got game. Want to play?
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. It's an election year, and until I received the state voter pamphlet in the mail, I didn't know that it was a statewide election. I had my local choices pretty well made, getting some good advice on the district attorney candidates, as I didn't know or know anything about any of them. The one thing I hate about local elections is the name-calling and denigration statements, like, I think such and such is a bad policy, but my opponent is okay with it. Maybe that opponent doesn't like it either, but can't do anything about it, due to the law and conditions. Please, no name-calling either. So getting back to the state voters pamphlet, once you get past the opening jargon, it just goes downhill from there. Measures 41 and 42 were featured first. As I read or tried to read the information explaining the measures, 42 having to do with public records and open meetings, and 41 having to do with homeless and otherwise disenfranchised veterans and their families and getting them assistance for housing, as I read or again tried to read the fors and against, then the rebuttals to the fors and against descriptions, I was totally confused. In the explanations, I think it was for 42, yes meant no and no meant yes. 42 could cause reductions in state payments to local governments in the millions of dollars. It seems to me that the state is stiffing us enough already by not repaying what they have taken away already. A guy by the name of Gary Wesley wrote the against information for both measures. Then we had the definitions of the parties and what they stood for. All had some good aims and some rather idealistic ones. The Green Party stood for abolishing the death penalty and a moratorium on building more prisons. What are they going to do? Make them promise to be good? And they were for legalizing marijuana. Look at what's happening in Colorado. The Independents want a perfect world, don't we all? Peace and Freedom wants decent jobs for everyone, free education from preschool through college. Who's going to pay for that? Comprehensive service for vets of all situations and to bring the troops home. I could go for those two. The Liberation Party wanted to change everything, and the Democrats and Republicans, same old, same old. Then I came to the candidates. There were 29 candidates for the first three positions, 15 for governor and 8 for lieutenant governor, plus lists of many for other positions. We received a pamphlet from Neil Kashikara for governor. He was holding a chainsaw. I don't know whether he knows how to use it, but that's good enough for me. On the Secretary of State panel, Leland Yee has been in some serious trouble, so I guess he's out. At least we have an open system, finally, so we can vote for whomever we please, regardless of party affiliation. Congratulations to my granddaughter, Jenna, who graduated last Saturday, cum laude, from Sonoma State University. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.